If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Donald Trump attacked Fox News host Kayleigh McEnany this week after she noted that New Hampshire was a good night for President Joe Biden, RadarOnline.com can report. McEnany's initial comments came on Tuesday night shortly after Trump clinched the New Hampshire GOP primary race against challenger Nikki Haley. According to McEnany, the ex-president should have adopted a general election tone instead of attacking Haley during his victory speech in Laconia. This speech was a speech to dispose of the last remaining competitor, if you could call it that, McEnany, who once served as Trump's White House press secretary, said. She's still significantly behind him, he's pulling a majority support. But to get her out of the race, I would suggest that adopting a general election tone is what you do at this point, and here's why I say this, she continued. McEnany then said that President Biden had a fairly good night in New Hampshire where he won the state's Democratic primary via a highly successful write-in campaign. This was actually a fairly good night for Joe Biden, McEnany noted. When you look at our voter analysis, only 10% said, I would not vote for Joe Biden if he's the nominee. He won a plurality of voters who said he was too old, he won a majority of voters who were upset about the Gaza war, she continued. When you look at the Republican Party, 7 in 10 Nikki Haley voters said, I would not vote for Trump. If I'm Trump, I sit back and I exclusively focus on the general election, the Fox News host concluded. I take the posture of a presumptive nominee. Ex-President Trump responded to McEnany on Truth Social shortly after and dubbed his former White House press secretary a Reno. He also attacked Fox News for not treating his victory over Haley in New Hampshire as well as other networks like CNN and MSNBC. I don't need any advice from Reno Kayleigh McEnany on Fox, Trump fumed just before midnight on Tuesday night. Just had a giant victory over a badly failing candidate, Birdbrain, and she's telling me what I can do better. Save your advice for Nikki. CNN and MSDNC treated my big, double-digit victory over Birdbrain, better than Fox. He complained in another Truth Social post published 7 minutes later. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, McEnany's advice for Trump on Tuesday night came shortly after she attacked CNN's Jake Tapper for not broadcasting the ex-president's Iowa victory speech in full last week. McEnany called Tapper shameful and a so-called journalist for censoring her former boss. I am worried that the media has a plan, and we saw it play out last night to just censor this man, Jake Tapper, McEnany charged last week. What a shameful moment from a so-called journalist, as you exposed him. He is not. Trump and Haley are set to face off once again in South Carolina's GOP primary on February 24th.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.